The band Piñata Land makes songs about the past, small pieces of history that are stitched together with archival tape and a five-piece mini orchestra. Their latest album is called Songs for the Forgotten Future, Volume 1. Dave Wexler and Doug Stone are the founders of Piñata Land. Mr. Wexler joins us from Chicago. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And Doug Stone joins us from our studios in New York. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Stone.
Thanks, Scott.
And let me, in turn, ask you first, Mr. Wexler, then Mr. Stone. You both write, sing, and play. How do you divvy up who does what?
Well,
ooh,
it's a big fight, really.
I didn't know we'd step into it so soon, yes?
Someone comes up with an idea for one of these history songs, and then there's usually a 10-minute argument about who's going to write it and who gets to sing it and all that kind of stuff. But it all works out in the end.
And then we always try to one-up each other with each successive song.
Well, let's give the audience an even more idea of what we're talking about. Let's listen to a bit of your song, 1939.
I hereby dedicate the World's Fair, the New York World's Fair of 1939, and I declare it open to all mankind.
Sound the brass, roll the drum, to the world of tomorrow we come.
Each song opens with an archival clip, then transitions into your own musical composition.
Stop right there, you little thief. I felt your touch. I've watched you growing, bold enough to take the world, to climb the Trilon Sun. I know that times are tough, we're tired enough, and worse is
how did you hit upon this idea, and what are you trying to convey?
You know, we started doing these history songs maybe about 5 years ago. And, you know, the trick with these things is you don't want to give away too much and, you know, reveal the whole story, but you don't want to give away too little. So the idea was to kind of put these little audio clips right at the top of the song to kind of give the listener a little idea of what was happening, and then kind of move into the song, and then the lyrics don't have to go so far as to over-explain everything.
Yeah, it came out of us playing live, and we found if we just did a sentence or two before the song telling people what it was about, people listened. Whereas, you know, if you don't know what a song's about and there's kind of all this stuff coming at you, people don't even know what to look for.
Does the clip help set off a song, or does the song come first?
Oh, the song definitely comes first, and then we'll kind of scan around, you know, various sources and see if we can find something that complements it well. Although there might be an example of a clip that we heard that inspired a song. I'd have to think about that.
Mm. I hope it's on this album. If that's the case, it'd be nice for the rest of us to know it too.
Well, golly,
maybe on volume two.
And that's, you know, actually, I believe the song "Devil's Airship" begins with a wonderful, it's actually, that's one of the musical intros. It's a wonderful little song called Mysterious Moon, sung by Ada Jones and Billy Murray. Mm-hmm. And that is about, that song is actually from, it's from 1912, but it's actually about the airship flap of 1896, 1897. And I think I did hear that song, and I thought, oh, it'd be so great to do kind of an updated version and then marry them together.
Let's listen.
Alone at night.
What's the matter? What's the trouble? What's it all about?
Through the window comes a phantom light.
Over here, over there. See it everywhere.
It may be yellow, may be red.
It's a sight, it's a sight, it's a spooky light.
When you see it coming, pull the covers o'er your head.
What?
Mysterious moon.
Yes.
Sneaking into your room.
Sneaking into your room.
Out of the gloom, comes a-creeping around, steals about and never makes a sound, it scares me.
D- Dave Wexler there in Chicago. I've checked. Not even Dan Shore recalls the great airship flap of 1896. He wasn't around then. What was it?
No one knows really what it was. It was these airship sightings all through like the end of 96 through beginning of 97, all across the country.
I'm leaving tonight, and you're coming with me. Electric arc lamp, lighter than air.
Most people suggested like a rogue inventor had invented some kind of flying device.
That's right, some kind of new dirigible or airship, which was interesting because the first documented dirigible didn't fly until 1904. But I did. I read a little account of these, and someone claimed to have seen one of these things over Sacramento, and claimed to have heard voices coming out of it. And one of the voices apparently said, "Well, we ought to get to San Francisco by tomorrow noon," which I thought was just a really funny thing for a UFO to say. And so I thought that would make a good chorus for the song, which is that is the chorus of that song, "Devil's Airship."
San Francisco by tomorrow noon, we're gonna get there.
Dave Wexler, is it difficult to keep up the mystery that's often necessary to carry the narrative of a song when you're talking about events?
Yeah, we actually struggle with that quite a bit, because if you just relate a story, it rarely makes a good song. So it's very difficult to not be prosaic, because you want to get in all the details. I end up kind of taking stuff out and throwing away the story a little bit and trying to approach things from a different angle than just telling what happened.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing to not stick with the script of some historical event, but to really kind of go on tangents. And also you can use, of course, the music to undercut some of the literalness of that.
Is this your music for the foreseeable future? Or are you going to... is this a stop on deciding something else? Mr. Stone?
Well, we're definitely in the process of doing songs for the Forgotten Future Volume 2. All the songs are written, and we're starting to record that. Nature in History, it's a little more of a nature-themed record, but I think
nature
for the time
and spirituality,
being...
spirituality. It's yes. going to be very different sounding.
But I think for the time being, it's a technique and it's a process of making music that continues to really fascinate us, and we really like doing it.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
Dave Wexler in Chicago and Doug Stone in New York, the founding members of Piñata Land. Their album is called Songs for the Forgotten Future, Volume 1.
Now as the time survives.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
It's gone.